The White Heart by Anya Berger and Irma Strick. Once upon a time, there was a white heart. It was still very small, newly born into the world. Full of confidence and expectation, it looked at all that could be seen with its lovable eyes. It saw the world with its own eyes. Everything was so wonderful, all the colours, all the shapes, and the bright light. There was so much to be discovered. The little heart's curiosity was unspeakably great. And as the little heart continued to grow and observe the surrounding world, it also noticed the presence of other hearts. However, these hearts often appeared to be quite different than its own. Something the white heart soon noticed. There were blue hearts that shone with the expanse and endlessness of the sea, like on a beautiful summer's day when the sky reflects on water. The red hearts were like flames of fire, radiating warmth on cold days. If, however, you got too near to them, you might easily get burnt. The green hearts were full of energy and life. They stood for growth. The yellow hearts were like the sun, giving off so much light that everything around was illuminated. Sometimes another heart would become lit up from deep inside. Orange hearts were also to be found. Their vitality was immediately felt. The deep blue hearts reflected, in some kind of way, the starlit night sky with all its vastness and immensity. Let us not forget the purple hearts, reflecting such great adaptability that the little heart felt quite warm inside its own heart. There were so many beautiful, colourful hearts around the white heart. It recognised their talents and abilities and often thoroughly admired them. However, as time passed, the longer it stayed amongst these hearts, the sadder it became. "And who am I?" it often asked. "You shine with such beautiful colours, full of energy and growth, as well as other qualities. I wish I had them too. Yet look at me, I'm only white, reflecting nothing.
I'm like a blank sheet of paper. I beg you, please tell me who I am and what can I do?"
But the hearts remained silent because none of them knew the answer. Sometimes the little heart noticed how the others turned their backs on it, whispering quietly,
"There goes the heart who does not know why it is here."
Thus the little heart became sadder and sadder, sometimes shedding big teardrops. And the sparkle in its eye grew less and less. Eventually, the little heart realized that the moment had come to leave. It did not know why, but deep inside, it felt a kind of yearning that made it easier to abandon the other hearts. Courageously, all by itself, it started on its journey, its heart full of sadness. It wandered around the whole wide world. Wherever it stopped, it met many hearts, but none of them were able to answer its question. "Who am I and what can I do?" All the hearts that met the little heart thought it very strange. News of the little heart travelled ahead of it. Wherever it appeared, although it had never been there before, everybody knew its problem right away.
"Oh, that's the white heart."
So again and again, it was openly laughed at for being so stupid and not knowing what it was really good for. Indeed, their laughter and mocking were like arrows piercing the heart of the white heart. It became more and more weary. It was almost unable to continue its journey. So finally, it got tired of trying to find out who it was and what it was able to do. Weak, sad, and near to death, White Heart lay down in the shade of a big old tree and fell asleep, exhausted. Sometime later, the little heart thought it heard a voice softly speaking to it.
"My dear heart, my child, you have searched all over the world, but now have become very weak and lonely because you have always been comparing yourself to the others. You wanted to be like them, but you are so totally different. You are you. Don't ever forget that. You are somebody unique. Look inside yourself. White hearts have all the colours of the rainbow in them. All colours are united in white light. All that you admire and love in the others is inside you too." The little heart slept for a long time, 3 days and 3 nights. Again and again it listened to the voice echoing in its mind.
"It's inside you, it's inside you, it's inside you."
The little heart woke up and with sleepy eyes looked upon the world. Am I me? Yes, I am me. This is the answer I have always been looking for. With this new idea spreading inside the heart of the little heart, it started to look down at itself and suddenly saw all the colours of the rainbow within. The more the colours radiated, the brighter the little heart glowed. The colours intermingled, and eventually the little heart was shining the brightest white. Extremely happy about its new discovery, it shouted to the world, "I am me, and I have all colours inside my heart. That's why I'm white. I'm no different from you. A part of you and your talents exist in me too. Now I know it. I can do everything that you can do, and my light is bright and clear." From sheer happiness, the little heart danced around the big old tree. Tears of joy flowed from its eyes. It danced and danced, and with joy and happiness in its heart, it sank into a deep, deep sleep. And then, the moment drew closer and closer. Soon it would be reborn again. Gently it opened its eyes, and from the first moment on it realized that it was totally different from all those other hearts that it could see with its little eyes. It was white. Now, however, the little heart knew the reason why.